Three Palestinians have been injured in fresh Israeli air raids on the besieged Gaza Strip. Israel claims the latest attacks, which targeted Gaza City, are in response to a rocket attack from Gaza. Israel has recently intensified its military operations on the enclave. Earlier this week, Israeli warplanes bombarded the territory, killing at least two Palestinians and wounding several others. Another Palestinian was wounded by Israeli troops in southern Gaza last week. To get the latest on that, we're now joined by Ashraf Shannon, Press TV's correspondent, who's joining us live now from Gaza. Ashraf, what is the latest?
On Palestinian farmers in the Gaza Strip. This also comes as the anniversary of Israel's war in 2008-2009 on Gaza approaches. On the 27th of December in 2008, Israel launched a major war on the Gaza Strip, killing nearly 2,000 people and injuring thousands more and destroying thousands of homes. This also comes amid the continuous Israeli blockade on the Gaza Strip since 2007. Israel destroys buildings, kills people, and prevents the flow of construction materials, as well as the medicine and food into the Gaza Strip. Israel's sole crossing with the Gaza Strip, the Kerem Shalom crossing, has been closed for over 3 days, and this will also force the Gaza Salt Power Plant to shut down. So overall, humanitarian situation in the Gaza Strip is really bad, and the government in Gaza is calling on the international community to step in and stop the Israeli aggression against the Palestinians. Meanwhile, Israeli forces have deployed the so-called Iron Dome rocket receptors, interceptors, sorry, near Tel Aviv, which shows that Israel apparently preparing the public there for a possible escalation along the Gaza border.
Okay, Ashraf, thanks a lot for that update.